guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. It's my pleasure this week because Darren is joining us for five episodes as we're going to reflect on who Jesus is. We're going to look at the first passage we're going to look at is Matthew 11, 28 to 29. And here's what God's word says. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All right, so here I am with Darren. Hello.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Good. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back.
It's been a little while.
It has been.
I think we've recast you a number of times.
Oh, really?
You're a fan favorite, actually.
So I'm just getting the numbers up.
That's right. Now, for those of us who don't know you, Darren, just give us kind of a who you are, where you're from.
Yeah. Just a bloke on the northern Gold Coast, pastor at a church called Liberty, husband to a wonderful wife, Tegan, father to two boys, Wyatt and Dawson. And my wife would probably want me to mention we have a dog as well, Atticus.
I reckon you said the same thing last time about your dog.
Yeah. Well, he's an important part of our life for now.
That's right. So if we're ever on the northern Gold Coast.
Think Dreamworld.
Dreamworld.
Think Dreamworld.
If you are ever going to Dreamworld on a Sunday, pop into Darren's church.
Do it.
And you can meet the man behind the mic.
Yep.
Now, Darren, what are we talking about in these five episodes that you're with us this week?
Yeah. So a few people might have heard of a little book called Gentle and Lowly, which has kind of been blowing up the old book world. And it's been excellent, and I've been thoroughly blessed by it. Read it twice.
Just a small flex there. Yeah. Not just once.
Twice, because it's such an it's a short book. It's like reading a pamphlet twice. It's good. Not a subtle like second flex that 200 page books or pamphlets.
But yeah.
Anyway, it's good, and then we preached on it because we really think getting the heart of Christ. We just don't want to miss the heart of Christ.
Yeah.
And so these next five. Devotionals, we're just going to tuck into a few of the scriptures that really talk about the heart of Christ, who he is, and how that might be good news for us.
Yeah, awesome. Super excited about that. We have talked a bit about it. I mean, depending, most people probably have heard about it at some point with their churches, within their churches. I think, it was a bestseller last year. You pretty much can't buy paper copies of it almost anywhere
around.
You got a guy. Okay, yeah. So message us.
If you want like black market copies of Gentle and Lowly, $59.95.
There's a guy. It's just A4 photocopies, but we know a guy. or it's available on Audible as well. But you've probably heard about it. But it's going to be really enjoyable to dig our teeth into a little bit more, slow down on this and reflect on the heart of Jesus. So this passage today, Matthew 11, 28 to 29, famous one, but talk to us. Where do we start here?
Yeah. So just starting at this, the clearest revelation, in all the New Testament, in the 89 chapters, there's one explicit place where Jesus reveals what is at the very center of himself, what is at the center of his heart. Mm. And he says, I am gentle and lowly in heart. And it's just maybe not what we would expect from the Savior of the world. Mm. Fundamentally, at the core of who he is gentle and lowly. There's just, Marvel movies are a big thing, but there's just not gentle and lowly man. Like, they're just not characteristics that people rave about in a Savior, in a hero. Mm. And yet this is how Jesus primarily comes to reveal himself. And so he's doing that. He's revealing his heart here at this text. And obviously there's a context of around it that's surrounding it. But he uses those two words, gentle and lowly.
Yeah.
So gentle is the opposite of harsh. Mm. It's kind of more silk than it is rough. It's less sandpaper kind of feel. Gentle is that thought of not being abrasive. It's one that's tender. Mm. It's not reactionary. I actually think it's one of the characteristics most of us would love to have, just to be known for gentleness. Not a pushover, gentleness.
I mean, you think of often the very characteristics of our grandparents, you know, that we love about them is exactly what you're saying, like gentleness.
Yeah.
You know, I think of my grandparents and it's like that's the thing I love about it. You know, a safe place to go.
Yeah.
They're always gentle with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And there's a strength there, right? There's they've weathered the hardships of life.
Yeah. It's not weakness.
No, by no means. And it's also that meekness that comes through. It's the Beatitudes. And then lowly is that it's similar because it communicates similar aspects of humble. Yeah. In fact, the word's translated humble a couple other places.
Yeah.
But it's that opposite. It's like accessible. Jesus is not unapproachable.
Yeah.
There are people who are looking for a place to rest, find rest for their souls. And Jesus is saying, as you come to me, you'll find someone who's going to deal with you gently, tenderly, and someone who's approachable. You know, there's people who are just hard to get hold of or spend time with, and that's not Jesus. He's welcoming the children.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, and again, that illustration or that picture you gave us of the superheroes, like that picture, like people of great power are often hard to get to.
Yeah.
It's hard to go and reach and communicate with them.
Yeah.
Jesus is the opposite.
Yeah.
He's inviting you in.
Yeah. He lowers every single barrier possible to come to him, which makes us, it's almost kind of scary because then the ball is really in your court.
Yeah.
And I think a misunderstanding of the very central characteristic of who Jesus is that he isn't interested in us. He doesn't want a part of me. And if he really knew me, he'd probably cast me out.
Yeah.
But Jesus is saying the complete opposite.
Yeah.
It's I'm gentle and lowly. Therefore, what do you have to do to be qualified to come to him? Well, are you heavy laden?
Yeah.
You know, that's who he's inviting.
Yeah. Well, it starts like that. Verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest.
Yeah.
It's this picture of what you need to come to Jesus.
Yeah. And I think everyone just goes, yeah, that pretty much describes me.
Yeah.
That's our time. We're just in a tiring world. Yeah. We're exhausted.
Yeah, man. So the other day I got a Facebook memory of 11 years ago.
Come on.
And it was cool. Set my alarm for 9 a.m. Woke up at 11 a.m. Still tired. It's just like, and now, you know, it's no secret. I've had, you know, a kid in the last 5 months.
There's a child in the mix.
Lost more sleep than ever before.
Could you imagine getting close to 9 a.m.? Just like, just even a sniff, like, you know, if you get to 6, it's like, this is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Poppy's been waking up at 4:20 at the moment. It's good.
Oh, man.
But that what that showed me, my former self showed me, was that we're all just tired.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, in the prime of your life, you know, 18 years old and you have like...
That was your prime?
14.
Is that when you peaked?
I peaked. It's downhill since then. But 14 hours sleep at 18, still tired.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's this like pressure, there's weight, there's a burden. There's a burden of sin and then there's a burden of like the religious Pharisees, kind of the legalistic ways. And so Jesus wants to come and address both those burdens.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, if you're feeling the pressure from these things... Come to me.
Yeah. It's helpful because there's a tiredness that comes in life, but then there's a tiredness that comes in proving yourself.
Yeah.
There's a tiredness in, you know, having to wear a mask or, you know, when you stuff up of having to fix it really quickly with
exhausting.
Better actions.
Exhausting. Yeah. And that's why the burden of sin is kind of, it's been fought in the world here by the burden of religion and neither of those things are working. Jesus is kind of introduced something new.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling those burdens, okay, come to him. What does coming to him look like? Well, I think that's what he gets at next, and it's that he come to him and learn. You find rest for your soul. How am I going to find rest? Well, as I take on this yoke that he puts on, and that's that picture, right, of just animals. The oxen, there's like that block of wood, and you think, man, I'm not carrying a block of wood around. That seems terrible.
Yeah.
But being yoked to Jesus means I'm no longer navigating life alone, that Jesus is right beside me, that Jesus would kind of look at us and say, hey, I've walked this out before. I've tread the grain. I've navigated life. I've been doing this for a few thousand years with people. I know what I'm doing. Come learn from me.
Yeah.
And so we get to. And so he invites us to daily go with him and start to learn his ways.
Yeah.
And I think many of us want the lifestyle of Jesus. And if we want to experience his lifestyle, we've got to adopt his life. Yeah.
Okay, so as we wrap it up then, there's a comfort from this passage.
Yeah.
So what have we got to take with us today?
Yeah, I think there's the comfort to obviously come to Jesus and to not use any misconception about who he is or how he might treat us as a barrier to not come to him.
Yeah.
He says, I'm gentle and lowly in heart, so we have every reason to come to him.
Yeah.
Because you know we're going to be treated with comfort.
Yeah, and as you're saying that, I think, you know, some of our misconceptions can be, you know, we think he's disappointed in us.
Yeah.
You think he's like looking at us going, you fool, you idiot, why aren't you doing better?
Yeah.
This passage just breaks that and says, man, come in here.
Yeah, get in.
It's good.